Hello and welcome back to Sunday in Riverton. Thank you for coming out and listening to us today.
And the trucks. And motorcycles.
Trucks in Riverton. Motorcycles.
I do want to let you know that this series is presented with help from the Department of Recreation from the town of Barkhamsted, and also with the invaluable support of the merchants of Riverton. So I hope you are all over to Sweet Peas to get some ice cream in the meantime, or some chili over at Leslie's, but do come on down. Patronize our matrons, our merchants. Patronize our matrons. them too.
Well, and Carl won't take any credit, but he's done a lot to organize and get these series going, so. Carl.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Use Ajax,
boom, boom.
The foaming cleanser,
boom, 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 boom,
cleans pots and pans just boom, like a whiz. Use Ajax,
boom, boom.
The foaming cleanser,
boom, 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 boom,
and watch its foaming action fizz.
Ajax cuts grease faster than any other leading cleanser.
You stop paying the elbow tax when you start cleaning with Ajax.
Ajax really polishes as it cleans.
So use Ajax,
bum, bum.
The foaming cleanser.
Bum, 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 bum,
floats the dirt right down the drain.
Bum, 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 bum. By gosh, they're right. Foaming Ajax makes even the dirtiest pan shine like new in a jiffy.
So use Ajax.
Bum, bum.
We should have a can of Ajax for that.
You want to have props?
We should have props.
She wants props.
Cool? That's the product. No, it's product placement.
Oh, okay. So now it's a marketing opportunity. It's a revenue opportunity for the Rivertones and a marketing opportunity for the product.
And a chance to speak English, too.
Eble, eble, eble. So I wanted to let you know who's up here for you. In case you don't already know us, again, we're the Rivertones.
Get it?
The Rivertones.
Get it?
Get it.
On my far right, singing the bottom part, Will Minton. Now, you remember back in school when they'd say, we're going to announce all these names and save your applause for the end? Well, I won't say that, so you can go ahead and do that. But I always think of that every time that happens. It's like, well, until every name is mentioned, but we're not going to do that. I'm going to cue you. You're going to say it after every name.
Yeah,
and it better be loud and vociferous. So, to Will's left, singing alto, Debbie Storrs.
Vociferous.
This young lady to my right, singing the soprano line, Cindy Rhines. And I'm Carl Gallmeyer. I live up the road in Riverton. So, I'm a big fan of a lot of all things pop culture. So that's where, you know, we found a recording of that Ajax and said, oh, this would be a good thing for a little vocal quartet to do. Other things that you never heard a vocal quartet do, eebly, eebly, eebly. First afternoon with the new tongue. So from pop culture, there's a lot of things that, you know, I grew up with. You probably didn't, you maybe grew up with it, or maybe you saw it, maybe you've heard of it obliquely. Here's a little song that you probably never heard a vocal quartet do. Wait a minute, let me give the guys the right note. There we go.
Name that tune.
I don't know, that's probably some tune. But here's a song from a television show that you may remember.
Meet Kathy, who's lived most everywhere, from Zanzibar to Berkeley Square. But Patty's only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair. But they're cousins, identical cousins all the way. One pair of matching bookends, different as night and day. While Kathy adored minuet, the ballet ruse and crepe Suzette. But Patty likes to rock and roll. A hot dog makes her lose control. What a wild duet. Still they're cousins, identical cousins, and you'll find they laugh alike, they walk alike, at times they even talk alike. You could lose your mind when cousins are two of a kind.
You better tell them it was Patty Duke.
Everybody remember the Patty Duke show?
Never heard of it.
What is an identical cousin anyway? And how can a hot dog make someone lose control? These questions and more will be answered on the next episode. Well, maybe this television show is a little more familiar.
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones. They're the modern Stone Age family.
Modern Stone Age family,
and from the town of Bedrock, they're a page right out of history. Let's ride with the family down the street through the courtesy of Fred's Two Feet.
Oh, that's what they're saying.
When you're with the Flintstones, have a yabba-dabba-doo time, a dabba-doo time. We'll have a gay old time. Ba-da-da-ba.
Will's telling us that we were singing this too slow before, so we're going to sing it a little faster. Just to let you know what's going on.
I bet you heard him, though, right?
Yeah. These things are dangerous.
Well, I wanted to make it clear that he wasn't calling me slow.
Actually, you raise an interesting point. Well, can you hear everything okay out there?
Now's a good time to ask.
I know, right?
Okay, back to the beginning.
One more time, with feeling. Now, it's actually the motorcycles and the big trucks that are messing us up, but.
Oh, now that we've turned the sound on, we'll sing everything again. Sorry, I gotta get some water.
You'll dry.
You'll dry up here.
Look at me.
Look at me.
Look at me. Helpless as a kitten up a tree.
And I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud.
I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. Music I hear, I get misty the moment you're near. When you're near, you can say that you're leading me on, but it's just where I
long as it's not getting misty out there.
Is it?
Is it?
I hear raining.
It's just raining on us, then.
We hear raindrops on this.
It's the quality of the music that keeps them here.
That's right. That and the glue we put on their chair.
I can't remember how this one goes, but we're going to get into it. No, a song called Perfidia. Anyone familiar with it? Perfidia? Anyone?
Never heard of it.
Oh, no, they know it.
And do you know what Perfidia means? No. It's not the name of a lovely girl that someone's in love with. So perfidy. Is it perfidy?
Mm-hmm.
It's perfidy. So means you are untrue. You are false in your love. So this one is about someone who is singing about someone that they're in love with who's false in their love. The perfidious one. Take this moment to let you know that if you need music for your event, consider the Rivertones.
It also comes with a free English lesson.
And we work really cheap.
You'd be surprised how easy it is to get music at your private party. Give us an excuse and we'll show up.
But
we're serious. We love to get together and sing in the harmony. So give us a reason to. Oh, I love this song. But it's a hard one for me to play and sing. But we're going to do it anyways. So, back in the 40s, Walt Disney put out a film called Alice in Wonderland. It had a fantastic score that you would never really know because it was an odd, odd movie. But in the 50s then, Disneyland Records put out like a series of albums where they recorded the music from the films that they had done up to that point. But they did it with like a chorus and an orchestra and guest soloists. They bring in, like, the stars that they had under contract would come and sing songs. So years ago, I came in possession of these albums, Cinderella and Snow White, and this was from Alice in Wonderland, where this fantastic choral and orchestra arrangements of these songs, and I didn't know even the songs were in the movie. Here's one that I especially liked called Very Good Advice.
What are you going to say about this one, Carl?
So there was a little-known group in the '60s that had a couple of hit records, you know, and then they kind of faded from view. And but these songs are pretty good. So this one is by a group called the Beatles.
Never heard of them.
And this is called Blackbird.
What's my name?
Sorry. birds singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arrive. Blackbirds singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird by the Beatles, as arranged for the King Singers, and that as and as edited by Carl from 6 voices to 4 voices for the River Tones. A long path to this stage. Who did that?
Not sure.
First time of the afternoon.
Yay! If it happens again. Cindy, you're looking forward to this song, right?
Yeah.
This is a fabulous song. Here's a...
it's got a lot of words.
Too many.
I shouldn't have had that peanut butter for lunch.
Well, I didn't have peanut butter, and I don't know why I'm tripping over everything. So there was a jazz group. There is a jazz group called Spirogyra, and they came up with a wonderful tune called Shaker Song, an instrumental jazz piece, contemporary jazz, very nice fusion. There's a tradition of vocalese where you set lyrics to pre-existing jazz songs. And so then a leading practitioner of this, John Hendricks, has done this for song after song after song. And you probably know John Hendricks, at least the work that he's done, the lyrics that he's done, because he's very, very omnipresent. But he's also, you may have heard of a group back in the 50s and early 60s called Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross. And they did these wicked vocal arrangements fast. They did bebop, vocal bebop is what they did. So John Hendricks had this talent to then set lyrics to things, and he did this for the Manhattan Transfer, came up with a set of lyrics for Shaker Song as recorded by the Manhattan Transfer.
The fool screams no more. He raises his shirt and hits the door. What she needs from him, he ignores. It's a borrow, it's a borrow, it's a borrow, it's a borrow, it's a
blast the radio. The hits just come and go. Knows that he has blown,
that he has blown. The night hangs its head as the
one more attempt to get away. Thoughts of all the crimes of passion lay in his way. He could shake the blues, but you know he still can get confused. It seems like such a waste, 'cause he can't shake her, shake her. He can shake his tail, but you know his moves are getting stiff. He's on the make, but oh, his heart can't fake. He can't shake her, shake her. He can't shake her. Romance falls like rain, but all the motives are insane. Every time that he plays the game, he feels the pain, he feels the pain. Always to blame, always to blame. And so he
finds a joint that jive.
Guys are spinning, girls are 45s. All those are like bait suits for his lines. They are so as his heart puts on the heat. Still his hungry heart begs to be fed on all the words she once said, that she said, that she said. And so it's where's the telephone? He can beg to let the fool come home. Tell her that his life's a drag alone. Can't be alone.
He could shake the blues, but you know he still can get confused.
It seems like such a waste.
He can shake his tail, but you know his moves are getting stale. He's on the make, but oh, his heart can't fake.
He can't shake her, shake her. He can't shake her. Ooh, he can't shake her.
He could shake the blues, but you know he still can get confused.
It seems like such a waste.
You want to introduce this?
It's a song, and we're going to sing it.
We've been mostly doing songs all afternoon, so that works well.
Actually, a Bobby Gentry song, an old song called Ode to Billy Joe, in our very famous, unique version of the song, with a little mix of that group you never heard of before, the Beatles. That's in there, too.
Oh, nice.
You got it?
Right.
Two.
Dum. Ding, 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 dum. Ding, 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 dum. Ding, 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 dum. Ding, ding, ding.
Was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty dell today.
Ding, 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 dum. Ding, ding, ding.
I was out chopping cotton, and my brother was baling hay.
Ding, 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 dum.
And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered from the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from up on Choctaw Hill. Today Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Ding, 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 dum, ding, ding, ding.
Then Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black eyed
peas.
Well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense past the biscuits free. And there's 5 more acres on the lower 40 I got to climb. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever come to no good up on Choctaw Hill.
ding, 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 ding.
And now Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Ding, 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 ding.
And Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite?
Ding, 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 ding.
I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite.
Ding, 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 ding.
That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, stopped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl look a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Ding, 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 ding,
let
ding,
me tell ding, you ding, how ding, it ding, will ding, be.
Ding, 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 tax man.
Ding,
ding, ding, ding,
there's something ding, you ding, must give to
ding,
me.
Ding, 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 tax man.
Ding,
ding, ding,
cause I'm the tax man.
Ding, ding,
yeah, I'm the tax man. Well, a year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson and they bought a star in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spent a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge. And throw them into the muddy water off of Tallahatchie Bridge. And throw them into the muddy waters off the Tallahatchie
Dingbat of a song.
Oh, well, Debbie's so tickled with herself, with her pun.
Yeah, it was very pungent, yeah.
Well, when you started rapping it, I...
keeping it real, you know what I'm saying?
Another arrangement by Carl.
So, back in the 20s, there's a group called the Golden Gate Quartet. This was one of their great arrangements.
Swing low,
swing low,
sweet chariot, coming for to carry me.
Just
swing that chariot, stop and let me ride.
Swing
that chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, come and easy. I got a home on the other side.
Swing,
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 swing, swing,
swing,
well, 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 saw an angel working on a chariot wheel. What's so particular about that chariot wheel? He just wanted to see how the chariot feels.
Why don't you swing?
Swing down chariot, stop and let me ride.
Swing,
swing down chariot, stop and let me ride.
Rock me, Lord,
come and easy. I got a home on the other side.
Swing,
swing, swing, swing, swing, swing, swing,
well, well.
Well, well, well.
wheel, bumping on down the road. What's so particular about that bump in the road?
He just wanted to lay down his heavy load.
Why don't you swing
that chariot stop and let me ride?
Swing
that chariot stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Come and easy. I've got a home on the other side. Swing that chariot stop and let me ride. Swing that chariot stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, come and easy. I got a home on the other side.
And while we're taking a break, let me tell you, Nestle Pure Life is good to the last drop.
N-E-S-T-L-E-S makes water.
Yeah.
And so
how did we get to
Poland
this
Spring
where we're all
too.
Buying water in bottles? I don't know when that happened, but yet we're doing it.
Mine comes out of the well.
Well, well, well.
Well.
My water's from the well.
Well, well, well.
So what do you think about this arrangement, Will, that we're about to do for the group, for the gang, for the crowd, for the audience?
For them folks.
For the, oh. Well, this is a beautiful, stunning song, and one of the more challenging arrangements we have on the program today.
Phil Mattson. And I sail with his head.
You don't like the arranger?
No, I don't.
And Carl didn't write this one.
No,
so
I know, so I can say that.
It's a spectacular. The thing that gets us is when we look at who these things are written for. Now, this is a very challenging arrangement in a vocal jazz style of a standard. I'll be seeing you. This was written for a secondary school choir to sing. So there you go.
Not my secondary school.
Not mine either.
The second I had to go to school to sing this, I no. We're just so goofy.
That's all right.
But our music is pure.
That's why we're fun.
Yeah. I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces.
The way
the children.
time we did that one right, too.
We're going to go back and do that again.
No. Yeah, that was fun.
No, never tempt fate like that. We got
just
through
to
it
prove
pretty
we
well.
Did it.
So I'll confess, I put this little group together for this performance. So this is our inauguration, and that's why. So I got to hand it to my friends Will, Debbie, and Cindy for really digging in and pulling this out for me. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's fun. Scary but fun.
So we've come to the end of our program, but we had a lot of fun singing for you. Hope you enjoyed it. Yes, Will?
Well, the thing is, we mentioned this earlier, but it does need to be said again. This wonderful little village of Riverton, and you folks here today, and every Sunday afternoon, all summer long, with a different group and a different performance and different kinds of music. The reason this is all happening this year was a very small start last year that this is growing upon, and it was an idea that Carl had, and he talked to the folks here in Riverton and at Town Hall and Bar Campstead and put this thing together, and I really think this is pretty special for our little town.
Bravo! Bravo!
Thank you.
Maybe you'll recognize this song, maybe you won't. The Doobie Brothers, Taking It to the Streets. Thanks, Riverton, for having us.
Thanks, Carl, for scheduling us.
All right, the Mutual Admiration Society will now end.
She is my slender, small love, my flower of beauty. From the whiteness of her little feet to the
walks in the evening down by the riverside, and the grasses lean to kiss her rose, who soon will be my bride.
Thank you.